Day 23 of Mindfulness by Revive, dealing with uncomfortable emotions. This is a meditation to help you deal with difficult or disturbing emotions. To begin with, get comfortable in a seated position or lying down and soften your eyes. Sense the body breathing itself, feeling the support beneath you, feeling the weight of your body. Choose a situation that is difficult for you or a situation where you are feeling stuck. Not somewhere where there is drama, but something that is challenging for you. Whatever you pick is just fine. Now, with loving and kind attention, just notice the feelings that arise for you. Just notice with loving care. Breathe and let the emotions be. Notice how they feel in your body, feeling the part of your body where the discomfort is present, just getting curious and noticing. What does it feel like? And then label the emotions as best you can. For example, fear feels like this. Frustration feels like this. Sadness feels like this. Or it may be anger, disappointment, or loneliness. By naming your emotions, you become a witness to them. You develop a greater awareness that can hold them. And now, just pick one emotion to focus on and notice the physical sensation of this emotion. Is it grippy or tight? Is it hot or cold? Or maybe clenched? Gently labeling the sensation you feel by saying them quietly to yourself. Often we store anger in the jaw, sadness across the chest, or fear in the belly. And now invite the sensations to become stronger, to grow in their intensity, making space for all the little bits to do what they want, to open and to grow bigger. Let the emotion expand further to fill all the space around you, to fill the room. To fill your whole house. The whole sky. Let the feeling become vast and notice how it changes. It might become stronger, and in doing that, may become softer. It could feel less personal, more like a strong current moving through you. Or another emotion or physical sensation could come up. And now that you've felt discomfort in your body, this provides an opening for practicing self-compassion. Compassion moves towards suffering and pain. Place your hand on your heart softly. This natural gesture of self-kindness releases oxytocin, the feel-good hormone. To help you feel more calm and peaceful, see if you can hold onto this with compassion and tenderness. And then repeat the following phrases of self-compassion to yourself, saying gently and with kindness, "I'm having a hard time right now. Everyone feels like this sometimes. May I be kind to myself at this moment. May I give myself the compassion I need." Really accepting that compassion for yourself, feeling this energy flow through your whole being, sensing this warmth, compassion, and care. Letting it sink in and repeating the phrase of self-compassion again. I'm having a hard time right now. Everyone feels like this sometimes. May I be kind to myself at the moment. May I give myself the compassion I need. And just notice how your heart feels now. Gently beating against your hand. And you can remove your hand from your heart and just begin to get curious again about the area of discomfort in your body. Maybe the discomfort has grown stronger, or maybe it's changed and is now a little less intense but still challenging. Or maybe if you felt a release and you're feeling good, you can feel free to stop at this point and get back to what you are doing. But if you're still experiencing any discomfort, I invite you to continue with the next portion of this practice. Soften, soothe, allow. Imagine you can soften around the edges of this discomfort. No need to go directly to where the uncomfortable feeling is, but just soften around the edges. You can even just gently say, soften, soften, soften. And then soothing the discomfort directly. Imagine a warm towel or a gentle touch. And if it feels comfortable, you can even put your hand there, wherever the discomfort is, saying softly, soothe, soothe, soothe. And then just allowing that discomfort to be there. Allow. 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 Just noticing what happens when you notice the emotions. The sensations to be just as they are. These sensations held in your awareness. Notice how your emotions transformed, how the energy took on new life and started to change. Emotions like this will come back sometimes in waves, but don't be discouraged. They are like the energy of life coming in to teach you and to help you grow. These strong emotions arise to show you how much you deeply care. And with loving awareness, they can lead you to more compassion for yourself and all those around you. I invite you to use this technique anytime you are experiencing challenging emotions, trusting that with kindness and a loving awareness, you can start to transform your relationship to these emotions. And you can build that muscle of getting more comfortable being uncomfortable. And remember, you've got this. And when you are ready, you can gently open your eyes.